Good evening. Gee, this is great. You get to stand here and get applause. My name is Austin Sapp, and it's a distinct pleasure to be here to welcome you to the first of the 1999 Augusta Heritage Concerts. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to start out with a pair of ladies who have been performing for a long time together. They've been at Augusta since 1983. They have just received their second Grammy nomination for an album called Changing Channels. They had a recent appearance on the Today Show, are often seen on the Learning Channel almost daily if you happen to catch that channel. So please join me in a warm welcome for Kathy Fink and Marcy Marker.
Hi everybody, how you doing? Well, welcome to another season of Augusta. How many of you are logging in over 10 years? Quite a few people. How many people are here for your first time? The large majority. Ain't that something? Well, welcome. You're in for a treat. Hope you can stay for several weeks because it gets better and better. Marcy and I are going to start off with a song that comes from the first all-girls string band that performed on the radio back in the 1930s, Lily Mae Ledford and the Coon Creek Girls. It's a tune called The Banjo Pickin' Girl. I'm going round this world, baby, mine. Going round this world, baby, mine. Going round this world, I'm a banjo picking girl. Going round this world, baby, mine. I'm going North Carolina, baby, mine. Going North Carolina, baby, mine. Going North Carolina, from there on to China. I'm going to North Carolina, baby, mine. I'm going round this world, baby, mine. Ocean, baby, mine. Go across the ocean, baby, mine. Go across the ocean if you take my notion. Go across the ocean, baby, mine. I'm going round this world, baby, mine. You can sing it. Go around this world, baby, mine. Go around this world, I'm a banjo picking girl. I'm going round this world, baby, mine. Thought this next verse was the reason why this song lasted as long as it has. If you ain't got no money, baby, mine. You ain't got no money, baby, mine. You ain't got no money, get yourself another honey. If you ain't got no money, baby, mine. I'm going round this world, baby, mine. Going round this world, baby, mine. Going round this world, I'm a banjo picking girl. I'm going round. Thank you. Thank you very much. I had the pleasure of spending some time with Lily Mae Ledford doing a TV show called Fire on the Mountain long ago that some of you may remember David Holt hosted on the Nashville Network. And one of my favorite stories of hers is talking about her playing live on the radio. She grew up in Kentucky. She grew up pretty darn rural. And in fact, Patsy Montana, who performed with us here a couple of times, was also on the radio at the same time in Chicago as Lily Mae Ledford. And Patsy said, you know, when Lily Mae came up to Chicago, I had to teach her everything. I had to teach her how to use money. I had to teach her how to rent her room. I had to teach her how to get on a bus and go somewhere. Because, you know, it's just not something that she'd ever had to do before. And she used to get on WLS radio every Saturday night in Chicago and just tell the people how homesick she was for Kentucky. And so some of the home folks got together once and sent her a possum in the mail. I love that whole concept, because right now you couldn't depend on the U.S. mail to deliver a possum alive. Oh, I'm sorry, Wayne. Unless you're at Wayne Henderson's town.
Why are you playing a D chord?
Why am I playing a D chord? I don't know, because I need my capo, that's why.
Scared me there for just a minute. We'd like to play the song in the same key, actually, as opposed
to
two different keys at once.
Why not? Are we in the key of
A? The mark of a true professional, I suppose.
Well, you know, it was mentioned that we've been here since about 1983 or 1984, and needless to say, at that time, we were a lot younger. Ladies and gentlemen, it's middle-age polka time at Augusta. Calcium brings osteoporosis. Even though you eat your tubs of yogurt in large doses, beer and cigarettes will cause arteriosclerosis. Super lack of calcium brings osteoporosis. That tune comes from a friend of ours in Australia named Bernard Carney, and we're going to do another one of his songs later, but it's just kind of apropos to our lives these days. Marcy and I have daily reminders of the fact that we've crossed into an age zone that we never even thought of before. You know, it's only recently that the words middle-aged have come into our vocabulary. We didn't have any reason to use them until a couple years ago when somebody came to interview us. We were very flattered. They were doing a book. They wanted to take pictures and interview us all day long. And we thought, great. They came up to D.C. We spent a swell day with them. And at the end of that day, Marcy popped a very important question. She said, what is your book about? And they said, middle-aged people
who do wacky things for a living. I noticed we talked for hours and we never actually talked about music. So,
oh, well. So this is our own little ode to middle age that I wrote dangerously close to 6 years ago when I crossed into the 4-0 zone. Halfway there, starting to eye the rocking chair. Give me respect that never used to be there, simply because I'm nearly halfway there. Halfway there, I'm not growing any taller. In fact, the doctor says I'm starting to get smaller. But don't worry, 'cause I'm only halfway there. When I was a little child, I thought 40 was old and never wild. Over the hill, on the way out, I see things differently now, halfway there. Johnny Carson used to have dark hair, and Madonna wasn't even there, and I'm only almost halfway there. play it, Les Paul?
You have to be a certain age before you know who he is.
And now the licks from the Lounge Lizard guitar style class.
What not to do with a guitar. Princess, you should go out of your way simply because I'm nearly halfway there. Halfway there, starting to eye that rocking chair. Give me respect that never used to be there. Simply because I'm nearly halfway there.
Kathy Fink. Of the Golden Vocal Chorus.
Well, we're not going to get younger, so we'll just be proud of it, you know? Marcy and I are tomorrow night going to be doing a children's and family concert in the park from 7 to 8. Is that right, Marco? In the pavilion. Sing-along, family, fun, a lot of ridiculousness. And this is a song from that album she mentioned that was nominated for a Grammy called Changing Channels, which, by the way, a lot of you know Monica Fallon and Joe Fallon. Monica is the cover girl on that album called Changing Channels, and this is one of our favorite tunes from it, from our friend Bill Harley.
It was in the morning, a sunny Saturday. We turned on the TV and on the couch we lay. We watched our favorite programs and another couple shows. When our dad came in the room, folded arms and tapping toes. He said, kids, turn off the TV now. There's lots of things to do. Your chores aren't done, the beds aren't made, the sun is shining too.
I said, oh, Dad, I'm busy now. I've got to watch this show.
I guess we should have listened, cause how are we to know? Cause then he walked across the room and then he pulled the plug. He lifted up the television and skipped across the rug. He opened up the window and then we screamed, Dad, no! Then he gave the thing a heave and we watched the TV go. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window. He's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back.
This is just as good a time as any for you to get into the swing of participation, which Augusta is all about. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window.
Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window. The window. I guess he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back. I saw it go when I heard it crash. I knew that things in our house would soon be changing fast.
Our dad looked out the window and he mumbled, my oh my. My brother looked out too and said, I'm gonna die.
That night after dinner, when we went to watch the set, all we found was nothing. I said, how could I forget?
My brother lay down on the floor and moaned, what would I do? I said, why don't you move away? He said, the same to you.
Then he told a joke and I told two or three.
And the one about the elephants made Dad fall on his knee.
Mom did her impression of a duck that couldn't fly. That would have made you wet your pants and maybe even cry. Oh, Dad threw the TV out the window, the window. I guess he's finally cracked. Dad threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back. Life without a television wasn't what I feared. I didn't really miss it, though some friends thought I was weird.
I didn't miss commercials and all the blood and guts and all the stupid shows my brother watched that drove me nuts.
Then one sunny Saturday, our dad could not be found. We looked high and low, as from his room he heard a sound. We ran into his room to see what it could be, and found our father hiding there, watching a
You are so intelligent.
I said, oh, Dad, now really, you ought to be ashamed.
He said, kind of sheepishly, now just a man. I just wanted to watch the
Such manly men.
Good, good.
We picked up the TV and waltzed across the room and gave the thing a heave and waited for the boom. Oh, we threw the TV out the window, the window. I guess we finally cracked. We threw the TV out the window. We got a feeling that it isn't coming back.
Last time.
Oh, we threw the TV out the window, the window. I guess we finally cracked. We threw the TV out the window. And we'll live if it never comes back. Yes, we'll live if it never comes back.
Well, oh, go ahead.
No, you go
first. This is a song that we learned in Australia from our very good friend, Bernard Carney. And it's dedicated to all songwriters.
Do we have some songwriters in the audience tonight?
Besides us, I know there are many. But you're not admitting it in public, I see. That's okay.
How many people don't want to admit that they write songs? Look at all those
Just
hands.
Point to the songwriter sitting next to you. Oh, there, now there's some.
This is especially for songwriters who like to take themselves very seriously.
Wait, wait. Okay, I'm ready.
In class, I get to play lead guitar on this. Notice she's capoed on the second fret, I'm capoed on the fourth fret. Those are all the secrets we're giving away.
Geez, Kath, we have time for another song.
Sets the mood, it sets the time. I color it with images, and maybe it will rhyme. Now it gains momentum, getting stronger on the way. The chorus is approaching, and it's what I wanna say. Here is the chorus.
That's your part.
It's the title of the song. Here is the chorus. It's taking you along. It sums up all the verses and the themes that they contain. Here is the chorus, and I'm singing it again.
Now I'm into verse two. The energy drops down.
Add a little story. Another face, another town. Stir in some emotion, and the voice begins to rise. You're starting to be drawn in, and then to your surprise, here is the chorus. It's a regular refrain. Here is the chorus. And it's stuck inside your brain. It gets softer for a moment, but it's different sound that does not last too long, but brings me back to the chorus. Ah, the message now is plain. This song's a load of rubbish, but it's stuck inside your brain.
Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Sir, how about a good round of applause? They did a great job. We're always glad to see them back at Augusta. So are you having a good time so far? Yes, yes. Well, we're here in Elkins yet again. For those of you who are here for the first time, you're getting a great dose of weather because a couple of times we've been here and it's been very warm. So be thankful you're pulling out the sweatshirts. We have a very talented trio coming up next. First of all, we have Mr. Glenn Smith, who is a native of Galax, Virginia. He's been in West Virginia for over 35 years. He is recognized as one of the most accomplished old-time fiddle players. He has recently received, in 1998, received the Vandalia Award, which is a recognition of lifetime achievement in the preservation of traditional music. Joining him on the stage will be David O'Dell, who is a banjo player. He's been playing for over 20 years. He has a record label, Roan Records, which records primarily traditional music, and they have several recordings by people who are appearing tonight. Joining Glenn and David will be Bob Smakula. Many of you have met him. He is around on campus teaching and showing you how to do things like change strings, for those of you who never do, and also does a lot of instrument repair. He has been playing with Glenn on many occasions since 1978. One of the things I'd like to remind you of is after the concert tonight, there will be another dance, which I understand they're staying up late nights and sleeping in, trying not to miss classes. Also, we will have, the Augusta Annex store, the Augusta store annex, will be in the lobby during intermission, so you'll be able to pick up some CDs by some of the people you're seeing tonight, and also some of the other artists who will be here throughout the summer. So, without further ado, please welcome Glenn Smith, David O'Dell, and Bob Smakula.
Funny thing happened to me on the way over here. I wish to the Lord I could think what it was. Try a little Carroll County Blues. I'm rougher than pig iron tonight. A little tune called I Took Her By Her Little Brown Hand, and he called it I Took Her By Her Little Grubby Paw. Thank you.
playing an old folks home here the other day, Glenn. Mm-hmm. Don't you play in old folks homes pretty often?
Yeah. I was playing the nursing home. Four or five of us playing. All of them left but me, and I walked down the hall. Old man laying in the room there, and he looked so down and out. I went, took my fiddle in, entertained him for about 45 minutes. And I said, well, I've got to go. Now, I hope you get better. He said, I hope the hell you do. I had a good one on David. I don't guess I should tell it. Said when he come out of high school, his mother said when he come out of high school, he got hit in the bottle pretty heavy. She decided she'd just break that up. And she told him, said, now, David, you're going to have to slow up on this. She said, you can have one drink of liquor before you go to bed at night. She said he went to bed 14 times one night. He don't like me much. I don't blame him. We'll do one, an old North Carolina tune called Cattle in the Cane. That's good. Do it some more.
Better go right in another tune before you tell them about my gambling problem this time.
What do you think you want to do?
Redbird.
Redbird. He wants to do a little tune called Redbird. Thank you. We're going to do a tune called Lady of the Lake.
Take about a 20-minute intermission. Please be sure to check the Augusta Store Annex and take a break, and we'll see you back here in about 20 minutes for the second half of the show. Thanks.